Homeward Bound, January 27. Science and the Bible. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Job 38, verse 4. Since the book of nature and the book of Revelation bear the impress of the same master mind, they cannot but speak in harmony. By different methods and in different languages, they witness to the same great truths. Science is ever discovering new wonders, but she brings from her research nothing that, rightly understood, conflicts with divine revelation. The book of nature and the written word shed light upon each other. They make us acquainted with God by teaching us something of the laws through which He works. Inferences erroneously drawn from facts observed in nature have, however, led to supposed conflict between science and revelation. And in the effort to restore harmony, interpretations of Scripture have been adopted that undermine and destroy the force of the Word of God. Geology has been thought to contradict the literal interpretation of the Mosaic record of the creation. Millions of years, it is claimed, were required for the evolution of the earth from chaos. And in order to accommodate the Bible to this supposed revelation of science, the days of creation are assumed to have been vast, indefinite periods covering thousands or even millions of years. Such a conclusion is wholly uncalled for. The Bible record is in harmony with itself and with the teaching of nature. Of the first day employed in the work of creation is given the record, the evening and the morning were the first day. And the same in substance is said of each of the first 6 days of creation week. Each of these periods, inspiration declares to have been a day consisting of evening and morning, like every other day since that time. In regard to the work of creation itself, the divine testimony is, He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. With Him who could thus call into existence unnumbered worlds, how long a time would be required for the evolution of the earth from chaos? In order to account for His works, must we do violence to His word? Only by the aid of that Spirit who in the beginning was brooding upon the face of the waters, of that Word by whom all things were made, of that true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, can the testimony of science be rightly interpreted. Education, pages 128, 129, and 134.